It's not important.
Then he just stared at me. He shook his head, like he didn't know me at all. And he grabbed up a cushion and
he shot himself through the heart.
Dear Lord.
I'm afraid it's all true. Smith made a full confession to the police.
And your husband's bank will confirm the regular payments into his alter ego's account.
I never had the slightest suspicion. Never.
He concealed everything quite brilliantly.
Hence his distress when the boy threatened to expose him.
I can understand Mr. Harden being so distraught. But to kill himself...
Well, I suspect that he could see no way out without grievously injuring you, Mrs. Harden. The knowledge of his other life... Especially the fact that his other wife had given him a son.
You don't need to say anything more, Mr. Holmes. How could I have been so blind? Why didn't I see how distressed he must have been?
Mrs. Harden, you must consider yourself now. You're in shock. When the full realization hits you, is there someone you can be with? Someone you can trust?
There is, Doctor. Don't worry about me. But when I think about that poor woman, what she must have gone through... I've never known what it's like to go without. How could he do that to her? And to his...
Yes, I'll arrange for your own doctor to see you. It would be best.
Mr. Holmes?
Mrs. Harden.
I should like to see the boy. Would that be permitted, do you think? Perhaps I might do something to ease his pain.
What an extraordinary woman.
It's been an extraordinary case all round.
Extraordinary is the word. Extraordinary that Harden was collected enough to swallow that damning key.
But not enough to realise that there'd certainly be a post-mortem. Far from hiding it, he actually managed to ensure that the key would be found.
Why on earth did he use a cushion to deaden the sound of the shot?
I've been wondering about that. Did he want to suggest that Smith had murdered him? Or was he hoping that the sound wouldn't be heard at all and the boy would have the chance to get away?
I'm afraid the answer's gone with him to the grave. Imagine his state of mind at the end. Blackmailed by his own son. Suddenly made to see that he'd ruined two families by his selfishness, and both of them his own. Was ever a man haunted by a stranger agony? What will happen to Smith, do you think?
Blackmail is no small offence. But money and position can work wonders. I rather believe that Mrs. Harden will do what she can for him. After that, who knows? Who knows?
In The Peculiar Persecution of Mr. John Vincent Harden, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Mrs. Harden was played by Jane Asher, Phillips by David Thorpe, Annie by Claire Corbett, and Smith by Peter Darney. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Peculiar Persecution of Mr. John Vincent Harden was written by Bert Cools from a reference in the short story The Solitary Cyclist by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.